While the world was chasing trends, Fidelity figured out what blockchain technology actually means for investors. Over the past decade, we've built Fidelity Crypto from within, so investors at Fidelity can trade crypto and stocks in one place while being protected by industry-leading security. That's crypto without compromise. Visit fidelity.com/crypto to get started. Crypto is offered by Fidelity Digital Assets NA, is not insured by FDIC or SIPC, and includes risk of significant loss. Securities are offered by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I want to grow the game of soccer and give every kid the chance to play. What would you like the power to do?
Bank of America champion street soccer advocate Kyle Martino and is proud to be the official bank of U.S. soccer and FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Disney Plus Hulu HBO Max bundle. The best in entertainment in one bundle. This month, stream Disney and Pixar's blockbuster family favorite, Hoppers on Disney Plus. FX is critically acclaimed The Bear, Season 5 on Hulu.
Everything's either going to be okay
or not.
And Season 3 of the HBO original series, House of the Dragon on HBO Max.
You have power within your grasp.
Get the Disney Plus Hulu HBO Max bundle today. All of these and more streaming soon. Plans starting at $19.99 a month. Terms apply. Visit DisneyPlusHuluMaxBundle.com for details.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. We've got a special, hardly announced, moderately planned live episode for you tonight on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Brought to you, of course, by Carl's Place. We are, and Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off. I talked to this man earlier today for We're going to do an episode of Take Me Out to the Paul Game. So Paul Immig is back, and he is the host of this game that we used to do probably 6 years ago now. Mm-hmm. On the fan, and the competition was always me against Ryan Horvath. And so you said, can you get Ryan Horvath? And I said, I don't know, but I could. So here's Ryan Horvath, and we are back in action for Take Me Out to the Paul Game, which is essentially trivia, and that's it. I don't remember anything else of the rules or how it works. I remember the name, but I don't remember anything else. First of all, Ryan Horvath, good to see you. How you doing, brother?
Hey, good to see you guys. Paul, great to see you once. It's been a long time since we've all been together. I am excited. You asked, am I available? And I was going to turn this great opportunity down because I'm so busy right now with all that's going down in my life. But it's a great opportunity to finally get my Jets lamp some run. So if anybody wants this here lamp, $300, throw me an offer if you're a Jets fan. This is one of 55.
Really?
Yeah, it's a rarity. My wife's grandmother bought it. Both of these. Now this Packers one is not for sale. Same thing.
Is that one of 55 too?
I have the certificate. I don't know, but there's less than like 150.
Why don't they make more? They seem like something some people, more than 55 people, would want. I don't know about more than 100.
I don't know. And it could be like 500 people. I might just be like bullshitting. I could bring the certificate out of the next episode, but you know, they're rare, but this Jets one, anybody that wants it, just make me a good offer because what I'm trying to do is get my Steelers one going for the season.
Yeah. By the way, you brought up, I don't know if Bart told you this, but we are also all in on the McCarthy Rogers Steelers.
What sucks though, guys, is I think that they're going to be an absolute disaster. And I think that the Bengals are going to win the division. And I think the Bengals might even win the AFC. And I know that it's the Bengals and usually they start slow and they're a mess, but this year they play an easy schedule. Everybody thinks like Burrow's going to retire early or ask for a trade. That's not going to happen. I think the offense is going to do what they always do.
Yeah.
Score a bunch of points and actually stay healthy. And I think the defense is actually going to be better. Even though I don't think Lou Anarumo, I don't think.
Why are we talking Bengals?
I don't know. Because I'm excited to see you guys and talk football. You know,
you are, by the way, you are
going to talk sports anymore.
You are ruining.
I lost my job.
Yeah, you're ruining the game.
I mean, because the first topic is Cincinnati Bengals upcoming season.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we've kind of, we'll take that one out.
Let me give us the details, how this works, categories, etc. Paul.
All right, I'm going to share a screen because I put in work. I put in work. We'll see if this goes up on the screen. I'm going to try to share it. Does it?
I think, see it, and now I can add it to the
stage. Oh, look at this. Look at this. All right, six categories. recent NBA Finals, recent Super Bowls, recent World Series. Packers hoist the
Lombardi. Let's get to be back, baby. Let's get me out to the ball game, baby.
And then, to be fair, because Horvat is a Packers, Bulls, Cubs guy, I split the difference. It's Bucks versus Bulls and Brewers versus Cubs. And then we created some lifelines. So you can use one of each of these. You can unlock a clue. It'll just be, I'll give you something helpful. Reveal the initial. So if it's down to like a last couple guys, I might say like RHBW. And maybe that's, yeah. And then a mulligan. So if you get one wrong in one of the categories, you're like, I want back in. You can come back in if you want to use your one mulligan on that category.
All right. Ben, who's a member of the donation club.
Nice.
Thanks, Ben. $3.99 a month to give me money and you get nothing out of it.
You get to support the Winklerverse, which is worth more than anything that could else be spent on.
Yeah.
I agree. Tuition. All right. So here are the categories.
But now, Bart, you just saw that comment. Get off the comments. Don't look at the comments.
Yeah. If you guys want to play along at home, you can, but we're not going to cheat.
I will look at the comments because I know the answers because I have the cheat code. But
that's right.
But you stay. Right.
I think Horvat should go first. He's the visitor.
Pick the category.
All right. Well, and guys, I don't want to hold up the show anymore, but I am going to say this. If the Cubs don't, I told my wife, I'm going to cancel the Major League Baseball package. I may keep it to cheer for the Brewers, actually. But if they don't win at least 8 of their next 10, I'm going to do something that I've never done. I'm going to quit on the team. I'm done.
Wow.
With that. But I will start with Brewers against Cubs. Brewers versus Cubs.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. There are 15 correct answers to this question. So Horvat, because you picked the category, you go first. Just answer one. Just get one. Then Bart for one. Horvat for one. And on, okay?
And I'm going to experiment with some music on this, too, for a little underlay.
Nice. Okay.
This is the StreamYard-safe version of dance pop.
Nice. Okay. Name every player in the Brewers-Cubs 2025 playoff series last year who had at least two strikeouts, a pitcher who threw at least two strikeouts at some point during those five games. It could be they had one strikeout in one game and one in another. It can be all in the same game. But there are 15 Brewers or Cubs pitchers in last year's 2025 NLDS who threw at least two strikeouts.
So hold on. If one of us gets it wrong, we lose.
Or you can use your mulligan. You can ask for the reveal of the clue. You can ask for an initial as you get it down. But
it's actually a lot harder than I want to admit.
It is, yeah.
That's the fun part is you don't have to go too far back to be like, oh, shit. Like, wait, when did that happen? That was just last year that I have to remember these guys? Okay.
So it's last year. I go first.
You go first because you picked the category.
Yeah, I'll go Freddy Peralta.
Led the series with 15 strikeouts. Bart.
I can't even think who the number two starter was.
I'll go your own team?
I mean, it can be Brewers or Cubs.
I can't think of one Cubs pitcher. I'll go Jacob Mizorowski.
Was second overall in the series with 7 strikeouts. Orby.
I'll go Matthew Boyd.
Incorrect.
Oh.
No Matthew Boyd. You can, if you want to come back in at some point, you can. But for now, Bart, over to you. But to be clear, with that mulligan, you only get it once for the entirety of the 6 categories.
Oh, then I win the category if I get one more?
If I were you, I'd want to rack up, try to get a 10-1 lead or a 7-1 lead or whatever.
So when can he come back in after me?
If he chooses to use his one once per entire game mulligan, then yes. But otherwise, otherwise it's just you if he doesn't want to use it.
Boyd didn't have 2 strikeouts? Jesus.
Uribe is correct. 2 points. Horvat, you want to use your one molly or let Bart see how many he can get?
You know what? I'll use my molly, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Colin Ray.
Had 2 strikeouts. He stays alive. Yes.
This is hard, dude. Like,
I know.
Boyd not have 2 strikeouts. Didn't he start a game?
Jesus. Bart.
I'm going to go with Mother of Christ.
I know.
Well, because I'm thinking of guys, but I don't know if they were hurt. And then I don't know if they were the reliever situation. I've got no fucking idea.
You guys have named four. There's 11 left. 2025 NLDS.
I'm gonna go with
at least
Shota Imanaga.
No,
correct. He had three in the series. Orby.
That's who I was gonna go with.
I thought Freddie was gonna be like my sleeper pick, and you took him right away.
I'll say Priester, Quinn Priester.
That's only had one strikeout in the series.
Oh my god.
Bart. You can go until you run out. So you don't get anything, you don't get dinged for getting it wrong other than the category ending.
Aaron Ashby.
Had three strikeouts.
Fuck.
Bart again.
Ooh. The music ran out. I like the music. This music works.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Aaron Ashby. Brewers.
Freddie. Why is this so hard? I mean, it's hard for me because my team, the team I used to cheer for, is just had a bunch of scrubs. That's the issue. They spent a bunch of money, but on no fucking pitching.
To be fair,
I was either too. I was for these games. I was either too like nervous or too
drunk,
too getting kicked outy.
Chad Patrick,
five strikeouts. Bart, you have five total points. Horvat, two.
How many are left?
There are seven left. Eight left. Can reveal a clue. You can.
No.
Yep.
Like, How about
no punishment if you get it wrong?
Trevor McGill.
Trevor McGill had two strikeouts point for Bart.
Okay, how about God, who's that piece of shit Cub?
All of them.
Yeah. That does not narrow it down.
Did Ben Brown throw in this series?
Holy shit. Ben Brown had three strikeouts. I would not have gotten Ben Brown.
Okay.
Well done.
I should have.
Ben Brown would have been the 15th of 15 I would have named if I could have possibly gotten all of them.
Brewers, relievers, Freddie, Priester. Who is the other Priester-like guy?
I don't know who that could possibly be.
Zenzoa.
Bart, you have 7 points. Horvat has two.
Woody was hurt, right? Woody was hurt. I think Woody was hurt, so I'm not saying Woody.
You can think out loud. I'm not going to help.
McGill, Uribe. Do I use a lifeline here so I could use initials, unlock a clue, or mulligan? But right now I'm up. What's the score?
7-2.
Yeah, why would you use it now?
I'm not going to use it now. I'll say Brandon Woodruff.
Incorrect. All right. You assume you don't want to use your mulligan, right? Or a different mulligan?
I thought someone was giving us a clue. The comment is Henry Rowan Gardner.
Yes.
All right, no, I don't want to use it. I will end the category at 7.
Very well done. Nick Mears had 3 strikeouts.
Oh,
Aaron Savali, 3.
That's it.
Jameson Taillon, 3.
Taillon's it.
Jose Quintana, 2.
Oh.
Grant Anderson, 2.
Mm.
Drew Pomeranz, 2.
Mm.
And that's,
I was going to go Pomeranz.
And that's the list.
That's not very good of us.
I was going to go Pomeranz.
We got all the heavy hitters. We didn't really.
We got the heavy hitters.
Those are a bunch of bums, yeah. So
we all prefer things a certain way, like groceries. If you want groceries just how you like them, you gotta try Instacart. They have a new preference picker that lets you pick how ripe or unripe you want your bananas. Shoppers can see your preferences up front, helping guide their choices. Because when it comes to groceries, the details matter. Instacart. Get groceries just how you like.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally, now I can read all about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news to see your offer.
All right, so the score is 7-2.
7-2. Category 2, Bart, you can pick it. We'll go back and forth.
All right, let me put the score up here.
Oh, hey. I didn't know if I yeah, look at
hey. Hell yeah.
Oh, covers up the lifeline, but we can pick it.
Look up FS1.
I'm going to go.
The one thing you can't see on the screen is unlock a clue. That's the other lifeline.
I'm going to go with recent World Series.
You guys are damn you baseball heavy.
Since we're thinking baseball, I might as well keep my brain there.
All right. Name every player who has had at least 2 total combined home runs in any World Series since 2021, beginning with the 2021 World Series. So if a particular player played in more than one World Series, great. It's his cumulative total. If it's whatever it might be. So since beginning with the 2021 World Series through present day, there are 17 players who have hit at least 2 home runs.
Jesus Christ.
Cumulatively in those 5 years, in those 5 World Series.
Orba, do you want to talk through with me who's been in these World Series or no?
So can you say it one more time? I'm sorry. Since what year? I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
Beginning with the 2021 World Series. So it's the 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
You want to talk through it?
There's been 7 players who have had at least 2 homers.
17.
Wow, really?
So last year's World Series was Dodgers Mariners. And the one before that was Dodgers Yankees, right?
Yeah.
And then we have in 21, it was Braves against somebody. And then.
And obviously, I'm purposely not commenting. So you guys,
Diamondbacks Rangers was 22.
Yeah, that was the weird Diamondbacks. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Am right? I missing one in there? 22, 23, 24. I'm missing 23. Phillies? Did they win a series? No.
No, but weren't they in a World Series? Or am I losing my mind?
Well, I don't know. We don't know. These World Series were on. We were on the air for all of these. Betting. Yes, on
giving gambling advice, breaking down rosters.
All right, so 21.
Is he first?
So 21 was – all right, so 23 was the Rangers, I know. 22 was the Astros. The Braves were before that in 21. Yeah, so Braves, Astros, Rangers,
which Dodgers. Braves play?
Yeah. Braves beat –
the Yankees?
No, hold on. Oh, Astros.
All right.
Because everybody, yeah. That I enjoyed that series. That was a good series. I believe it won 6 or 7 games.
Is Horvath first?
You are, because you picked the category.
Oh. Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani has had 3 home runs in that span.
Fuck you, Bart.
Well, I fucked up because I was thinking his 3 home run game came in the World Series. That was against the Brewers.
All right. So I'm trying to think of these other teams, obviously. Let's go. Fuck, man. Kyle Tucker.
Had 2 home runs.
Fuck him, though. Quitter.
Bart Winkle.
Freddie Freeman.
7 home runs. 7.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to go Max Muncy.
Ooh, Max. I was going to take him.
Max Muncy, 2 home runs.
Fuck. I'm going to go. Josh Naylor.
Incorrect.
No! I thought he had 2.
Just so if you want to hang on, Horvath gets to go, and then you'll get a chance if it kicks back to you to use your mulligan if you want. Horvath.
Trying to remember, like, so the Braves. I said Kyle Tucker. So the Braves, it was Freddie Freeman, and then I think it was Duvall, Adam Duvall, that had a big series in 21. I'll go him, Duvall.
Adam Duvall, two home runs.
What are you looking at down there, Harvey? You pulling this shit again?
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't have anything on me.
No cheating. I'm not saying you are, but...
Where's your phone?
Let's do phones on the back walls. He's reaching for it. He's reaching. Okay, he had to reach pretty far. All right.
I wanted to see what Naylor did last year.
I just threw it.
Here. You just threw it.
I'll throw it in front of you again. Right?
Toss it.
There you go.
There it goes. Bart, are you mulligan or should he keep going?
I am not going to use a lifeline.
Horvy, go until you drop. Or, of okay. course, you can also use your other two lifelines if you want a clue. The initials won't really help because there's still, like, 12 names left.
Yeah. All right.
I'll just reset it and say, beginning with the 2021 World Series, there have been 17 players to hit at least two home runs, either in a single World Series or cumulatively over the past five World Series. You guys have named five of them so far, 12 to go.
I'll go Jose Altuve.
Altuve had two home runs. Point Horvat. You can keep going.
All right, I'll go... Rangers team. What about Seager? Corey Seager.
Three home runs.
I can't believe how early I said Josh Naylor.
Fell early.
What's his name? The other pud that the Cubs picked up. Jock Peterson.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
What?
I thought he did with the Dodgers.
I fucked up. I thought the Mariners beat the Blue Jays.
Naylor
had three World Series. He had three home runs in that series.
I couldn't say anything.
My God, what a fucker. Wow.
And soon, I didn't want you to like read my tell as you were like, and they played the Mariners. I was like, sure.
Oh my God.
All right. And you want to throw in any other names just for fun?
What, is he out?
He's out. Oh, well, yes. He doesn't have his mulligan, so he's out.
What was the last one he got wrong?
Jock Peterson.
Did Vlad?
Well, same. Yeah, hit some names if you want to try it.
Vlad.
Vlad's correct. He had two.
Acuna. Yeah.
Acuna is incorrect.
Okay. Kettle Marte.
I thought that was a good guess, but it's not correct either.
Mookie.
Mookie's had zero home runs over the past five years.
I got a bona fide banger. Will Smith.
Will Smith had three home runs.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe Mookie has had none. Zero.
How about Teoscar Hernandez?
Had two home runs.
Jesus Christ. God damn it. Fuck! We're good. God damn it!
There's a former World Series winning Cub on this list and a current Cub on this list.
Bregman.
No.
Oh.
Is it Jason Hayward?
No.
I thought he like hit a couple with it because like all of a sudden he got hot last year. Who was it? Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber with the Phillies had three.
Fuck.
And then the current Cub.
The Phillies didn't win though, did they?
Oh, current Cub, Bregman.
Nope.
I just said that. Did the Phillies win?
I don't think so. No.
Who beat him?
Who was the 20? That was 22 or 23?
Do we even watch this shit?
I know,
but
right?
To be fair, this is a lot of... This is a lot.
I hate baseball.
Astros beat the Phillies.
Astros beat the Phillies. The current Cub had these home runs when he was a Brave.
He was a Brave. Oh, Dansby Swanson.
Dansby.
Yeah, he fucking sucks, too.
The other names were Alejandro Kirk, Giancarlo Stanton, Marcus Semien, Travis d'Arnaud, and Jorge Soler.
Oh, George Soler was the with the Braves. Damn it, I should have went Jorge. Oh, when he played in Chicago, the guy couldn't play in 50-degree weather. He'd be dressed like a ninja.
Yes,
I remember. His eyes cut out.
What's the score now?
Bart 9, Horvy 7.
All right.
Oh, you got 5 banger on that one?
Boom, boom, yep. Boom. That's what you get for choosing baseball.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Both baseball topics gone. Didn't expect those to go early, but here we go.
All right. I'm going to go here. Let's go Bucks-Bulls. Little Chicago-Milwaukee rivalry.
Bucks-Bulls. All right.
Not much of a rivalry, but two asshole teams.
Name every player who started at least one game for either team over the past 2 combined times when the Bucks and Bulls faced off in the postseason. The past 2 Bucks-Bulls playoff series, a total of 21 players started at least one game in one of those series. 21 players started for the Bucks or the Bulls the past 2 times the Bucks and Bulls faced off in the playoffs. 21 of them. Horvat, it's your category. You get to go first.
All right. I'll go Giannis, obviously.
Giannis.
That counts. All right.
Yes. Correct.
Middleton.
Middleton is correct.
I'll go Lopez, Brooke Lopez.
Yes, correct.
Drew.
Drew is correct.
I'll go LaVine, Zach LaVine.
LaVine is correct.
Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis is correct.
I will go DeMar DeRozan.
DeRozan is correct.
Frozen DeRozan. See, I got names that I don't want to get one wrong, although I could use the mulligan. But
Can we ask the last time these two teams met in the playoffs?
It was like 2015.
You can talk about it with each other if you
want to. I'm pretty sure it was 2015.
It was like 2022, because I remember we were doing radio together, and I was like, oh, the Bulls will take one. And I believe that's what happened, because I said they do the same shit. They're going to want the Game 5 money. And that's how we got on the topic of Game 5 money, which we would talk about every Game 5. I said they either want to get to the play-in or they want to at least get a home game. Well, obviously they get two home, you know what I meant, though.
Yeah. Bart.
They wanted to win a home game.
Any player who started at least one game?
Jimmy Butler.
No.
Yes. Correct.
Really?
2015. Who was on that team?
Oh, man. Okay, so now I'm wondering how many times they've played in the playoffs, because the big thing was, remember, Dunleavy.
It was that series. That was that series.
Mike Dunleavy Jr., that piece of shit.
Is that your answer?
I don't. Yeah, go ahead.
Is correct.
Yep. Okay, I didn't know if he started.
I was worried that they've, played and, I just try to, you know, the Bulls are a bad experience every year that I try to get out of my head.
Who was on the Bucks in 2015?
Gary Wolfel.
On the beat.
Can I get a Joakim Noah?
You can and you will. Point for Bart.
Oh, man.
Horvy. I would have preferred Joakim, but I will give it to you.
So I want to say a guy, but he's just never played, and so I don't know if he was actually healthy ever.
Say it. Say it.
Oh, no. Okay.
Say it.
He's bullying you.
Wait on him.
Be careful for the bullying.
MC Dub, Michael Carter Williams.
Is correct.
Let's go, baby. I love a 6'7 point guard.
Who can't shoot at all. Rookie of the year, Michael Carter Williams.
Dude, that was... He averaged 9 turnovers a game that year.
Bart, back to you.
Pau Gasol.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Orby.
I'm trying to remember if Derek played in that year.
I would just say it.
No, I'm not going to. Carlos Boozer.
Incorrect.
No!
Incorrect. Bart. Horvy has used his mulligan, so it's out. So, Bart, you can kind of keep going until you get it wrong. And you have your mulligan if you wanted to keep going if you do get it wrong.
Derrick Rose.
Correct.
No, you son of a bitch, Bart.
I told you to say it.
Bart, again, there are still 8 names left. You guys have gotten 13 of the 21.
Buck's big man in 50.
You know what? I want to come back again. I want to use my mole again.
Wait, you did already.
Oh, shit. I completely forgot about that whole, man, I fudged up, guys.
Bart.
I can't think of another buck. I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I can. Yes, I can. Because we have pictures with the team. And I'm going to say Jared Bayless.
Fuck you.
Incorrect.
No! Other guesses I would have. I'm not using my mulligan.
You want a mulligan or no?
No.
No, okay, go for it.
Oh, I got a bunch.
I had Patrick Williams on my mind.
Patrick Williams is correct, yes.
Didn't they, Paul, play in 2022? So wouldn't it be Vooch?
Yes, Vucevic is correct.
Grayson Allen was cheap-shotting.
Grayson did not start a game, actually.
Oh, really?
But a different buck did.
So when I said Portis, was that 15 Bulls?
Portis was game 3 through 5 of the 2022 with the Bucks.
Okay.
Middleton only started game 1 and 2. Portis started games 3 through 5. I assume that was a Middleton injury.
Yeah, I think so. They're probably like, it's the fucking Bulls. We'll save them for the real series.
Yeah, so 15. I almost forgot about Jimmy Butler kicking the shit out of us in that final. Remember they lost like 120-62?
Yes, I do remember that.
That fucking sucked. All right, so who are the other players?
So there's 2 more Bucks from the 2015-16, whatever season that was.
Brogdon?
Nope.
Because they were red still.
So one more Buck from the most recent and 2 more Bucks from the 10 years ago.
Bledsoe?
Nope.
Dudley?
Nope.
Who was the guy that had the shot at the end? Was that Bayless?
Don't know. The Bucks.
Ersan
is correct. Yes. And then the starting center for that Bucks team was.
I don't know.
Zaza.
Yeah.
I thought he was a Hawk by then.
You guys did get the entirety of that Bulls starting roster. They started all 5 games. The other Buck from 4 years ago that started. Wesley Matthews. And then other Bulls who started, you guys named Vucevic, Patrick Williams, Caruso, Javonte Green.
I never would have got that.
And my guy, Ayo Dosunmu.
I was going to go with Ayo. I fucked up there, but I wouldn't have got Javonte.
All right, Bart 16, Horvat 13.
All right.
Okay, good battle. And we're saving, I would assume, the good categories. It's my pick.
Is your pick, and you'll go first.
Let's do it again. Let's go recent NBA finals.
Oh.
All right.
Kai Trump. Doug what? Burnham. I thought you wanted to know who was in Trump's box. Howard Lutnick.
All right. There are 21 correct answers to the following. Name anyone who started a game for either team in either the 2023 or 2024 NBA Finals. NBA Finals 2022 and 2023. Name every player who started at least one game in either of those two NBA Finals.
So 2022 was...
You can think out loud. You can work together. Whatever you want to do is up to you guys.
2022 is Warriors-Celtics, right?
Were the options 22 and then 23, though, as well?
I'm looking for 2023 and 2024.
So 2023 was Heat Nuggets.
Yeah, and 24 was Thunder Celtics, right? No, the Celtics won. Thunder won in 25. Who did they beat, though?
Wait.
Pacers. Thunder beat the Pacers.
No, 2024 finals was the Celtics and the Matt. It was the Luka Kyrie team.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Paul.
The 23 finals always confused the shit out of me because that's where Miami's the play-in team.
The Celtics played the Mavs?
Who beat the Bucks that year in 23? How did they not? Oh, they lost to Miami, right?
Yeah. Bart, don't look anything up.
And then Miami beat the Mavs. Also beat Boston. All right, I'm going to go with that. I think I know.
Hold on. So Bart is the category picker, so he gets to go first.
Can you just confirm we're in the right track?
No, don't. That's what makes it fun.
The 2024 NBA Finals and the 2023 NBA Finals were played by four teams.
All right.
And there were 21 total players.
Nikola Jokic.
Jokic is correct.
Okay. So I'll go with Jamal Murray.
Is correct, yes.
And I'll go with Jimmy Butler.
Yes, correct.
And I'll go Michael Porter Jr.
Yes, correct.
And then I will go with Aaron Gordon.
Yes, correct.
I'll go with I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving.
Yes, correct.
Well, then I'm going to go with Luka.
Yes, correct.
I'm going to go with Jason Tatum.
Yes, correct.
Jaylen Brown.
Yes, correct.
I'm going to go with Kristaps Porzingis. Oh, he may have came off the bench.
In.
You didn't lock it in yet.
I think I did, though, didn't I? I remember he was hurt, so he came off the bench. Fuck, all right, go on. I lose. Damn it. No!
Bart.
Bam Adebayo.
Yes.
Shit.
Keep going. Keep going.
Bruce Brown.
Incorrect.
What?
Would you like to mully and keep going? There are still two categories left after this.
How many players are left?
3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Ooh. Bruce Brown's that one?
He is not.
I'm so mad. Fuck you, Porzingis. Unhealthy bitch.
Murray, Jokic, Gordon Porter, Bruce Brown.
I think I could get the rest of
you want to. If you want to use your mulligan and guess Bruce Brown again, you may.
Yeah.
Murray, Jokic, Porter, Gordon. And if it wasn't Bruce Brown, it was... I'm back in. KCP! KCP! Come on!
Correct. Come on! That's right.
Tyler Hero!
No.
Yes!
What? You idiot. PJ Washington. Daniel
Derek
Gaffer,
White.
Jaylen Brown.
Derek
Al
Jones.
Horford, Drew Holiday. Derek White. Damn it, I fucked up. Porzingis. Horford started for Porzingis.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you obsessed with Bruce Brown?
I got KCP.
You did.
I forgot. Wait, what did you fail? Oh, Hero came off the bench.
Duncan Robinson start?
Nope. But believe it or not, there are still four.
Terry Rozier?
Nope. There are still four Heat players. You guys only got Bam and Jimmy.
Mario
Honestly,
Chalmers.
Wrong era. No.
God, hold on.
I mean, to be fair, it's a just dog shit.
Oh, no. That was the Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin scrub era, right?
Yes, both guys started at least one game.
Yeah, because they were, of course, just
Gabe untouched. Vincent started all five games. Caleb Martin started one. There's still two Heat players.
I feel pretty good that I came back with KCP. That was worth the mulligan for me.
I bet so much money that you're on Boston, and I was like, no chance they're really going to lose to this Heat team. And fucking Gabe Vincent.
Oh, I remember it well. Yeah.
It's unbelievable shit.
The other two Heat players, one, this is just for fun, obviously, one is currently on the Cavs, and one is currently on the Jazz.
Struce
is correct. He's the Cav.
The Jazz.
To be fair, this person doesn't really play on the Jazz, but he is technically on the Jazz.
For what team? The Heat?
Yeah, the Heat's team.
I don't know.
Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah.
What's the score?
23-17.
Oh, no.
All right, so we still have two categories left.
We do.
We each have our reveal initials and unlock a clue, which we can use in the same category, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Horvat, it's up to Packers hoist Lombardi or recent Super Bowls.
I'll go recent Super Bowls, actually.
Yeah, we got to save on the P.
You got to. It's always got to go last.
All right.
Them's the rules.
There are 19 correct answers to this. Name every player.
These are so hard. You're a psycho.
It's maddeningly hard. I hear you.
A lot of pressure, too.
Every player who recorded at least three total combined receptions across the 2023, 2024, and 2025 Super Bowls. 2023, 2024, and 2025 Super Bowls. There are 19 players across those three Super Bowls who have accumulated a total of three or more receptions.
So 2023, 2024, 2025. I don't have to talk this out. All right, I go first.
I do. Talk it out with me.
Dude, just think of who's been in the fucking Super Bowls the last. I mean, all right, just.
Chiefs lost.
Chiefs no, we're not in it last
Seahawks.
Year. Mahomes died.
Patriots, Seahawks.
I don't want to help him, Paul, and I don't think I should.
You don't have
Patriots,
to.
Patriots, Seahawks. Seahawks. Right. Chiefs, Eagles.
If he's got the Chiefs in it last year, I'm letting him go.
Chiefs beat the who? Who did the Chiefs beat?
When?
Anytime.
Corby, you can go first whenever you're ready.
Travis Kelce
has a total of 19 receptions in those Super Bowls combined. Yes, correct. Bart. That is the top answer, by the way.
DK Metcalf. Hello?
Incorrect.
What?
No.
Last year's Super Bowl?
2023,
2024, 2025. So not last year's Super Bowl?
2023.
Okay. Oh, we have an executive decision to make here.
Yeah, he said the years. That's why I don't. All right, so I'm up, right?
So wait, Bart. Yeah.
Okay. What? I did. I fucked up. I got to be held accountable for my own actions. I fucked up.
Corby.
Christian McCaffrey.
8 receptions.
Niners, Chiefs.
Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk, 3 receptions, flirting right on that line, but yes.
Fuck this game. I never liked it.
Chiefs. Mecole Hardman.
Three receptions.
I could save my mulligan, but I needed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So fucking bad.
All right, Rashee Rice, that criminal.
6 receptions, so yes, correct.
Chiefs.
Hold on. Here. You said 2025 Pacheco? Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, 1996 Super Bowl, was played in 1997. So when you say 25, I think you mean 25 season.
You could have cleared. I don't know. The Super Bowl in 2023, 2024, and 2025.
No, that's not how it works. I will respectfully continue to not play in this category, but I do play under protest.
Fair enough.
Art
still has a 1-point lead.
Wait, no, I'm not done.
No, I know you're not. I know.
Oh.
Just setting the stage.
All right. I'm going to go Pacheco. I think I won some money off that.
7 receptions.
High
game.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
9 receptions.
Yeah, I was going to say him first. And then I'm like, no, DK Metcalf, because the Seahawks slash. God damn it.
Trying to think of who I won money off of. Devontae Smith for sure.
11.
And I was going to say A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown for sure.
Bart.
You might as well say Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert. Bart. Kenneth Gainwell for sure.
Saquon.
Gainwell's correct.
What about Justin Watson?
5 receptions.
And then, no, you know what? I got one more. Jerick McKinnon.
5 receptions.
Did you say Xavier Worthy yet?
Bart.
Stop.
What?
I don't remember if he did. I think I'm going to stop, actually. Okay. I'm going to stop. Yeah.
All right. The others are MVS, friend of show.
Going to do that.
Debo. Noah Gray. Jawan Jennings. And then, did someone say Saquon? I don't think someone said Saquon. Did they?
Bart did.
Oh, randomly in the background?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 30.
I like knew that, but I was
30 to 23.
Oh, and DK was on the Steelers last year.
I was gonna say your whole thing.
That's
was,
why I was like,
your whole thing was that it was DK, and then I was like, none of what it even made sense because I was like, okay, as your host, I have to be quiet, but like that wasn't your issue.
I fucked that up so bad.
I was just like. I didn't want to give away anything because, well, obviously, I didn't want the years. I thought that was the best part of the question. Yeah.
Score?
30 to 23. That was a 13-0 run.
I hope DK's playing in the Super Bowl this year against the Packers.
What an all-time fuck-up by me.
You felt the pressure. You had the lead.
I thought he meant JS. I was like, JSN, but yeah.
All right, so the last category is Packers hoist the Lombardi.
And you get to kick it off.
You and you're an owner, so there's your shot.
All right, let's find the topic here. Where was I? Name every Packers player who had at least one sack or one touchdown in the 2010-2011 postseason that concluded with the Packers winning the Super Bowl. There are 19 correct answers. A Packers player who in the postseason, in the playoffs, had at least one sack or one touchdown that concluded with them hoisting the Lombardi. 19 correct answers. Bart, you're first.
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson is correct. 2 touchdowns.
Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings, 2 touchdowns.
Tremont Williams.
Tremont Williams, touchdown. Interception return 70 yards against the Falcons.
I will go. Damn, that was a good call, Bart. I'm going to go. BJ Raji.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. God damn it.
Yes, correct. A very fun fumble return for a touchdown. And he had a sack, by the way.
I would like to unlock a clue.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to get one wrong because it's over, so I need to use.
All right.
Wait. Fuck, I don't know if he scored.
Okay, I can give you a clue. You want a clue on the sacks or the touchdowns? I'll let you. I'll offer that as the host's.
James Starks.
Yeah.
You just going. Okay, Starks is correct. He had one rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
You maintain your lifeline.
Go defense, Clay Matthews.
3.5 sacks throughout the postseason, leading the team. You both have two lifelines left. I'll give you some initials or give a clue. We also could...
Give me a clue.
Give you a clue. You want a touchdown or a touchdown or a sack clue?
Touchdown. Sack. Sack.
Sack clue. Let me just confirm one thing. This person had a sack for the Packers as a former Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm.
Woodson? Nice.
What's that?
Charles Woodson?
Correct. Yeah. And sack? Corby. Bart, you still have your initials clue at some point.
Desmond Bishop.
Had a sack. Yes, correct.
I'd like to use my initials on a sack.
I'll give you, do you want me to give you just, because there's, so there's four left. There's four guys left who had a sack.
Give me an initials.
For a sack, there's four?
Or there's four left who had a sack.
Okay.
I'll tell you what positions, what position, would you have a preference on a position of the initials I give you? Because that might help me narrow it down.
Defensive line.
D-line, CJW.
You piece of shit.
I would just try to think of somebody else. I could think of another couple guys that don't have those initials that got paid because of that season. Although it's hard in the postseason, man.
CJW. Defensive.
Oh, shit.
On the defensive line.
Jermichael Finley
was injured.
Yeah, dude, he broke his neck. Give him, take that back. You're now you're just overthinking this.
Keep in mind this way. Well, this way, I shouldn't say anything.
Brandon Jackson,
correct, had a touchdown receiving.
He did.
He did.
Holy shit. Eric Walden had a sack.
Yes, he did.
He got paid the next year too, or the year after. I can't remember. He was ugly as shit.
CJW. Claude Jean Van Damme.
You're right there.
Wait. Oh. Come on, Bart.
So his first name is CJ and his last name's W? CJ Williams?
Oh, no.
Who?
Did I steal it now?
Incorrect. Horvey, go.
I lost.
CJ Wilson.
CJ Wilson, yes.
Jesus.
Sam Shields also had a sack on a
couple. Sam Shields had a sack.
I think that's all I got. Touchdowns.
Oh, there's some good touchdown guys too.
All right, so Jordy Jennings, Driver.
No Driver.
No Driver. And did Andrew Corliss like score a touchdown or something?
Andrew Corliss did not, but okay. The game's over. So Andrew Corliss did not, but a different tight end did.
Dick Rod?
Dick Rod.
I don't know who that would be referencing.
Richard Rodgers?
No.
Justin Perillo?
No, I'll give you a clue. This guy was an early adapter to Twitter.
Tom Crabtree.
Yes.
Oh, my fucking
Christ. It was a good clue, right?
Yes.
Tom Crabtree had a touchdown. Another touchdown was scored by...
Ben's watching this on a plane.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
This other guy who scored two touchdowns in this playoff run is currently a Rami Makhlouf co-host.
Oh, Coon.
Wow.
Correct. This quarterback is one of the best to ever do it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Had two rushing touchdowns.
Thought about it.
Two rushing touchdowns.
Also had a tackle in the NFC Championship game.
This wide receiver wore a sweatshirt.
James Jones.
Jones. And then this safety would have been a Hall of Famer if not for a 2011 season broken neck.
Yeah, legend.
Nick Collins. And then the last guy who had a sack, one sack, outside linebacker, whose name kind of sounds like the thing that cleans the ice in hockey.
Oh, Zombo.
Frank Zombo.
Yeah, Frank. Yeah, I was going to actually. Frank, dude,
I was going to say him too. Him,
Frank Zombo. That's the list. Horvat 36, Bart 28.
Belt that deserved. Ass. I cheated on the 2015 Bulls, so it's fine.
How? Who did you take? Who did you cheat with?
The whole fucking lineup. I didn't.
I was gonna say, how the fuck? You're such an asshole.
Jimmy Rose, fucking
asshole.
Paul Gasol, I had no fucking clue.
Where was? I want to know where Carlos Boozer was that series.
Yeah, it's a good question. Horvy, who are you taking first in the NBA draft?
Oh man,
do you care?
I do. I think the Wizards are going to be a lot of fun, actually, man. Like, yeah. I might look at some tickets with Trae Young, and I don't. Who would you take number one, though? I don't know.
I think DeBanza feels like the obvious. I mean, not that I've like studied hours and hours of tape. But
oh, do you want to do a draft show with me, Paul, or Horvat, or whoever?
Not NBA, because I'm not good enough. Yeah, I'd say probably him or Peterson, right? Or Cam Boozer, but I don't know.
Well, Paul, I thought you do one.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's Tuesday night, the 23rd. Bucks, they draft 10 or wherever the fuck.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And then even beyond that, like, are they going to – I mean, that could be the night Giannis is traded. So.
Well, I was going to do a round one three-hour live show.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
Join as much as you'd like.
But would be – I mean, obviously what would turn the whole night is if, like, 2 hours before the draft, Giannis was traded.
Well, then I guess I'd be doing a five-hour live show.
I did my first ever sports wager related to Giannis.
What'd you take?
Your first ever bet?
Mm-hmm. I got 30-1 on Giannis to Orlando.
I like that.
Where'd you make the bet, Pato?
I don't know. A friend of mine said, hey, do you still? He's like, oh, I'll take care of it for him. Like, cool. I don't even know the answer.
30-1, Orlando Magic.
And then so within an hour of that happening, it went down to like 11-1 because this was right when they hired John Sweeney.
They need somebody that could score. They're pretty brutal to watch.
He could move to Orlando. It's there's Disney there and shit, Universal. He could take the kids there all the time.
Brooke Lopez can join him.
Didn't he say he
could get free tickets from my brother at one of the parks?
Yeah. I think
your brother gets free tickets? When?
I have more than one brother.
I know, but which one works for Disney or Universal?
One of the three.
Hotel brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
On a different note, I think the Spurs are going to win again tomorrow night.
I hope so.
That was the easiest $20 I ever made. I should have put $5,000 on it.
I kind of think they're gonna sweep the series now.
I do too.
That would be very fun.
Series price was +330 before yesterday. I thought, it needs to be a little higher.
The Knicks fans got a little too cocky. Cat's the best player in the series.
We're going to look at this Knicks team very much like they looked at the Suns. Like, they were up 2-0, and they fucking – Trump going to the game, the whole environment being shut down is a more equivalent version of a tiny 2-down, 2-to-go tweet from LeBron James.
I just think the Spurs kind of like figured some shit out. And I also think that there are a bunch of 22, 23-year-old kids. Like, they were game two, they should have won. Wemby throws the ball at Castle's back like a jabroni. And then, like, that's whatever, right? You're a young player. But then he goes and throws Jalen Brunson out of bounds and commits the dumbest foul when they're in the bonus. You know what I mean? Like, that's the guy you put on the free throw line. If they hit that was the difference. Like, they came out, they hit shots like they did game two. But then in the second quarter, in game two, they only scored 18. They just, like, couldn't buy a bucket. The non-Wemby minutes were really bad. Instead, I don't know. Castle was really good. I think they figured some stuff out. We'll see, though. I say that, and Brunson will probably score 50 tomorrow.
Two questions. Is Spurs fan Bart putting out chairs for a 4-2? Seriously.
No, I wouldn't do that because they have because that would mean they're winning two of the next three on the road.
Road
the Bucks, when I did that for the Bucks, they had three or four at home yet.
So you had that in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm. I mean, road teams have won all three so far. And then second question, of the Spurs backcourt, Harper, Castle, Fox, right now, who's the worst of those three?
Fox.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
Do you know he's going to get like $62 million per year for the next four? While he's the third best guard on their fucking team? Like, I don't know. I mean, they can win the championship and then figure this out later, but that's not great. I mean, I know they traded for him when they didn't know that they had all this, but like, that's a problem.
I just think Harper has the ceiling, like,
he's so crazy
to be a top five player. I mean, he's a rookie. These are the NBA finals, and he could go out and just get him a bucket. He's a stud. But I mean, Castle's great too, though. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he could be a top five, top 10 player, but those two guys are ridiculous. I would say maybe like now, I mean, Fox is having not the best series, and I don't think he's very healthy, which I know for a fact he's not healthy. I would say like Fox is probably the better player now, but as far as like ceiling potential, Harper's going to be the better player.
Well, for sure.
If that makes sense.
But you would say that for the rest of the series, like if, okay,
Harper. How
about this way? You don't get Fox or Castle or Harper for the rest of the series. You got to bench one permanently for the rest of this series.
Yeah, Fox.
Right. Okay. I'm with you. Now, he had the huge shot, like the clinching, like, okay, they actually won this game shot at the end. I just don't trust him. And he's thin. He can get pushed around more than, obviously, than Harper and Castle's a fucking bully. And I mean that in the best way.
Yeah.
I've been an awesome series, like just an incredible series. It would have really sucked if it was 3-0. So I'm very glad that it's not.
Yeah.
Horvat, we did this earlier today with Who do you think were the top five? Who do you think were the five biggest celebrities at the game of game three?
Oh, man. All right. So are these like New York celebrities?
So this is how we categorized was like U.S. celebrity. Like not global, not New York, but a totality of the United States.
Spike Lee, number one.
Whoa, what? Really?
I'm trying to remember who was at the game now.
I give you a list if you want.
All right, so like, does Trump count?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the president, Trump.
Yes, he should be one.
All right. Spike Lee, man, do the right thing.
Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet, Larry David, Tina Fey, Tracy Morgan, Dave Chappelle, Eli Manning, Derek Jeter.
I'm going to take the sports guys, especially the New York sports guys, away. Because, like, if we see Eli, like, in Wisconsin, like we don't give a fuck, you know? Or, like, Jeter. Like, I mean, Jeter, I'll say it. I think Jeter is one of the more overrated players in Major League Baseball history.
The stats. Right? Like,
geez, what a scalding hot take from you.
But I mean, like, fuck.
Jay-Z.
I'll say it. Tom Brady's the GOAT, but Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback we've ever seen.
Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback we've ever seen. I don't. That's actually a really tough question, man. Now, Chalamet probably is like the biggest star. He would have.
Yeah, but does Chalamet does? I think Shaq and I would still put like Ben Stiller and Chris Rock and Jay-Z over Chalamet.
Cardi B.
Cardi B's got to be in the top 10. So then the secondary part to that, Harvey, was so the most famous player in the game was who? Who's the most famous player in the game? In the Knicks Spurs game, game three. Who was the most famous player in the game?
Wemby?
I think that's right, right? Now, where would Wemby rank on this list? So the actual most famous player in the game itself was the blank best player, was the most blank, most famous person in
John
the
game. John Stewart's ahead of Wemby.
John Stewart hasn't even been mentioned.
I almost feel like Cat would almost be like ahead of Wemby just because like Cat.
Really?
Yeah, because like his girlfriend, man, she was like part of the Kardashians. Plus like basketball culture. and just culture all around is like Cat always like crying about, like, you know, the
well, whoever you decide, they're no higher than ninth.
No. But if LeBron's playing in this series, then he's the biggest celebrity, or Steph even.
That's kind of where we
those
were.
Those are the two I said. Is LeBron over Trump? No, Trump's king of the world. No.
Is LeBron over Jay-Z and Shaq and...
Yeah, LeBron, well...
I don't know about Jay-Z.
I don't think so either. I think Jay-Z takes... It's close, but... And again, you're talking like...
Make sure you guys smash that subscribe button and drop your answers in the comments.
This is the first time I've ever once even bothered my wife with anything we've ever talked about. And I made her give me her top 10 list out of curiosity.
See, like, Larry, is Larry David?
Yes. Yeah, Tina Fey, Tracy Morgan.
Larry David's in the top 10, for sure.
Your boy David Zaslav.
Who?
The Warner Brothers guy.
Oh.
Rahm Emanuel.
I don't know.
Mayor Bloomberg.
Mayor Bloomberg.
I don't know a lot of, like, the suit guys.
Yeah, I would go Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah. Like, right now, I feel like Chalamet is number one. I do, just because he's dating Kylie Jenner. He, again, should have won another Best Actor award, but he opened
for
up
what?
His mouth.
For what?
For Marty McFly or whatever the movie was. I fell asleep. I'm not going to lie.
He should have won an Oscar. I couldn't stay up for it.
Well, that's just what I hear. I don't know. I didn't think that he should have. I'm not really a fan of his, but the dude's everywhere. So I would say he's probably like, was Denzel there?
No. We're just
Spike Lee.
How high is
Spike Lee number one? Like most recognizable, especially.
Horvat, is Chappelle in the top five?
Yeah, for sure.
He was there.
But I mean, like, you know, obviously, like, he kind of lost.
I'm not going to do this same conversation I did 6 hours ago.
I know.
So.
I'm sorry.
Who did you have, though? Now I'm curious.
I thought it would be Trump, Shaq, Jay-Z. I think Charles Barkley is top 10. Larry David, John Stewart. Cardi B could be in there.
I was going to say, who are the women there other than Cardi B?
Now I think about it, I said Wemby's no higher than ninth. He might not be any higher than 12 or 13.
I thought 10 was his highest you could put him.
Ben Stiller is above him.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that would make, I mean, you know, like, Wemby is just, yeah.
John Hamm.
He's been in the league 3 years.
John Hamm, John McEnroe.
Remember when Brian Windhorst flew out to his house at 3 a.m. to get a 10-second soundbite?
Was
no.
For Wemby?
The night of the draft. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or was that draft night, or was that ping
that
pong
the draft. That was the lottery? I think it was. Yeah. Good question. I think, maybe it might have been the lottery. I don't know. Drop it in the comments. I'm going to go. I love you both. This is very fun. Let's do it again.
Yes.
Like and subscribe. Share with your friends. For Horvat and Imig and you, thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.